In this bulletin, fallout continues over the European Union's plan to put controls on vaccine exports. Australia reviews its travel restrictions with New Zealand. And in sport, the Sydney Sixers have gone into the Big Bash League finals after defeating the Perth Scorchers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government will approach the World Health Organization after the European Union threatened to block COVID-19 vaccine shipments to some countries. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says negotiations are ongoing.
There are concerns overseas about decisions are being made with Europe. Obviously, Australia is reaching out to colleagues right across the world to ensure that we do have continuity of supply once these vaccines start coming towards Australia.
Australia has marked almost 2 weeks without recording a locally acquired case of COVID-19. Senior UK Cabinet Minister Michael Gove has welcomed the decision by the European Union to reverse its earlier action to suspend areas of the Brexit deal dealing with Northern Ireland. Strong criticism from Northern Ireland and the UK forced the EU to backtrack on a decision to override part of the Brexit deal with Britain that allowed the free flow of goods over the Irish border. The move was made with an aim to block exports of vaccines produced in EU plants from entering the UK via Northern Ireland. Mr. Gove says it's clear the EU made a mistake.
When friends make mistakes, the most important thing to do is to help everyone to get back onto the right track. So, yes, a mistake was made yesterday, but I think it's also important that we recognise that while we must prioritise the vaccination of British citizens, it's also in our interests to support our friends and neighbours with their vaccine programme. And we will do that consistent with making sure that contracts are honoured, promises are kept, and that UK citizens are vaccinated first.
Despite backtracking on its plan with Northern Ireland, the EU is still planning to introduce new controls to give its member states the power to block exports of the coronavirus vaccine to some countries. The European Commission says the measure is about transparency over exports of vaccines outside the EU and is not an export ban. But Mariangela Samau from the World Health Organization says such a move could prolong the pandemic and further widen global inequality.
It's not helpful to have any country at this stage put in export bans or barriers that will not allow for the free movement of the necessary ingredients that will make vaccines, diagnostics and other medicines available to all the world.
Australia and New Zealand will review travel bubble arrangements today. Travel was temporarily paused after new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in New Zealand. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee will meet with New Zealand health officials today to discuss the issue. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says authorities are waiting for the results on a number of people who have been at risk. Two new drugs have been added to the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Australians diagnosed with ADHD and those with pulmonary arterial hypertension will get subsidised access to medicines for the first time. The ANZ, a long-acting stimulant for those with ADHD, and Uptravi for hypertension will be available on the scheme from February the 1st. The price of Uptravi will be reduced to $6 per script for concession holders and $41 for general patients. And to sport and cricket, the Sydney Sixers have defeated the Perth Scorchers with a 9-wicket win at Manuka Oval. James Vince's performance has ensured the table-topping Sixers enter another Big Bash League final at the SCG. Vince scored 98 from 53 balls but was denied a century by AG Tye's wide bowl. Vince told Fox Sports it would have been nice to hit a century.
To be honest, you know, it would have been nice to get 100. It's only really in that, you know, when Hughesy blocked out a couple that I started thinking about it. In hindsight, I took one off Richo to cover, which I probably shouldn't have taken, but just focused on getting the job done. It would have been a bit of icing on the cake, but in the end, you know, just happy to be there at the end and get the guys home.
Next weekend's match will be the Sixers' fifth final in the 10-year-long competition. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, much the same, and 21. Canberra, possible shower 25, Wollongong shower or two 23, Sydney showers 26, Newcastle much the same in 28, Brisbane shower or two 29, a possible shower for Cairns 32, and Darwin mostly sunny 37. This is SBS News.